Welcome to Mondays with Mo on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, our weekly conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. As always, this is brought to you by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. Lots to get into in our weekly review of Cardinals baseball, from Yadier Molina, his offensive surge, to the concern with strikeouts in the Cardinals lineup. Will Dakota Hudson be called up? It's all coming up with John Mozeliak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
As we do every Monday, it's Mondays with Mo, a visit with the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak. And Mo, what a difference a couple of games can make as the Cardinals get a split in Milwaukee. But those two games really kind of settle things down, don't they?
Well, they certainly help. I mean, obviously, you go back to Thursday night, and that's just not the type of baseball that you want to see played. And, you know, there's always sort of that process of winning and losing. But when you're kicking it around and you're creating opportunities for another team, it really is one of those that just bites you. And it's a frustrating time. And so, you know, to try to sort of gleam on the positives right now, obviously Friday night's game, Jack Flaherty was outstanding. And those are the types of games you want to win, but, you know, sometimes you don't. But where you contrast that to Thursday, we didn't give ourselves a chance to win. And that's disappointing. And, of course, seeing a bounce back on Saturday and Sunday was certainly a lift this team needs. And, you know, I'm hopeful that it's something we can grow from.
Yeah, we'll see if it carries over with Cleveland in town tonight. I want to go back to Jack Flaherty. Am I wrong? When I see him, I'm kind of seeing a little bit of Matt Carpenter, Woody Williams, Pat Henkin, that line of guys that really seem to change the culture of the Cardinals pitching staff. It seems like he's kind of fallen in line with some of those that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, the one guy he kind of reminds me of is Matt Morris. Just when you think about, like, when Matty Mo came up, he was just kind of a gritty, tough kid from day one. And Jack is just ultra-competitive. You know, I think back to when we optioned him. He was very disappointed, felt he belonged. And, you know, when he returned, he's trying to explain to us exactly what he was trying to articulate, is he does. And that's great to see. And, you know, it's exciting because, you know, you have that kind of talent. And you brought up a lot of names that mean a lot to Cardinal history, especially in the last two decades. And for him to be able to sort of be spoken about in those same names is really impressive.
As we always do, we kind of take a look back at the week that was. A couple of injuries to address. We'll start with the Michael Wacha oblique situation. What's the severity of that, Mo? And I guess if you could put a timetable on it to be in a general sense about it, where do you think that lies?
You know, it's still a little premature for me to guess how long. But given, like, what we know, and we're certainly going to explore every medical option we have at this point, but once we get a better sense for that, we should know. But, you know, clearly it's a setback. It's a disappointment. He was pitching so well prior to the injury. You know, his last two starts didn't go as well, but he was one of those guys that was giving us very important innings at a point when we needed it.
How about the finger issue with Bowman? It's, I guess, more than blisters. How do you treat that, and what's a timetable with something like that for Matt Bowman?
So he is going to get an injection here, I think it's tomorrow, and my understanding is, and there's not a ton of history on this, but it should be a pretty quick turnaround in terms of when we could expect him to start throwing again. But given this sort of uniqueness of this injury, we don't have a huge history of knowing exactly how long it's going to take. So I guess I would just say in this particular one as well, we have to have a little patience.
We saw the return of Greg Holland. What is different with him? He looks like a different guy, and he's been sensational in his three outings since coming back.
Well, I think the biggest thing is he's been able to throw strikes. And when he gets ahead, he's allowed to use that slider. And you know, I think we've seen the slider with a lot more depth than prior to him being injured. And so I think, you know, when you're looking at sort of what's the difference with Greg Holland, you have that slider going with depth. And then I think there's probably some level of confidence, too, that he has. And obviously it's much needed. As you think about some of the troubles and sort of speed bumps we've hit along the way, having him emerge would be great.
I look at Yadier Molina, and I'm trying to figure out how this is happening with all the mileage on that body. He's 35. He has 5 home runs on the road trip. Mo, you're up close to this guy. You know him very, very well. Does anything surprise you anymore with Yadier Molina?
No, and I think like a lot of people have been asking me about this, obviously, over the last couple of days, just because of the success he's been having. But what I would say, and you know this too, because you see him from time to time, is the big thing with him is he works so hard in the offseason. So his preparation and how he's thinking about his season is all what he does in the offseason. Now, he does a maintenance program like many players do, but he puts him in himself, he puts himself in a position to succeed, and I think that's what great players do. In other words, they don't look at the window and have a good year and think, we've got this figured out. In this particular case, he grinds and grinds because he knows he wants to have a successful year. And I've heard you and Jimmy even talk about it sometimes on the air, is it's not just getting to the big leagues, it is figuring out a way to stay in the big leagues. And he's found a way to master the big leagues.
I also think he kind of defines the opposite way of baseball and where it's going in terms of approach to hitting. You know, he gets in a hitter's count. Yeah, he may load up and try to knock one over the wall, but with 2 strikes, he's got an approach. And I'm just not sure we're seeing that with not only the Cardinals, but, I mean, anybody else that you talk about in baseball.
Well, I think the better hitters understand that you have to make adjustments, and he does that. And the one thing I admire about him is the fact that, to your point, when he has a hitter's count, he's looking to drive the ball. When he's behind in the count, he's looking to move the runner or just flip something to right field. And having that ability to do that, that's a strength.
Mo, are you concerned at all with the strikeouts? It's prevalent in the game, but specifically to your squad. Are you concerned at all with that?
Yeah, I think I am. And I think it's a little bit of what we just talked about. Here you have a veteran hitter who's obviously extremely accomplished in his career, but yet when he goes to the plate, the very first thing he's thinking about is you know, can I get a pitch to drive? And then, you know, he might take his foot a little bit off the gas and then look to just put the ball in play. And I think some of this all-or-nothing approach is when you're getting just a pure strikeout, it's a little frustrating.
We have a situation where John Gant makes a start tonight. Fans are clamoring for Dakota Hudson to potentially make his major league debut. He's not on the 40-man yet. He's putting up great numbers. Where are you at right now, Mo, with Dakota Hudson?
Well, I think you got to recognize how well Gant's pitched, first off. And that's taking nothing away from Dakota. And to your point, he's not on the roster. And when you think about some of the frustrations that I've had on a personal level over the last 5 or 6 years when we don't have room to protect players and we lose them in the Rule 5, it's because of that, because we get a little aggressive putting guys on the 40. So, and I think we got to be prudent about it. And I understand why people are excited about it, clamoring for it, but I would just ask that there is some level of patience and understand that we've got to try to do what's best for the organization, and sometimes that might not always feel right, but it's really more of the big picture than short picture. But again, if we needed him, he's a phone call away.
Mo, we've got interleague play tonight. Do you find this to be a disadvantage for either side going from, you know, the Cardinals to an American League park or an American League team coming to the National League cities?
I would imagine it's sort of a 50-50 split. I mean, for tonight, they lose their DH, so it's going to be a little bit tougher for them in terms of their lineup. And they also have to have their pitcher hit, which is a little bit more unique. And then the strategy changes as far as late innings. But we go to American League City, and, you know, we're really not designed or built to have that DH. So, you know, we try to always breathe something light into it in the sense of saying that at least we get an opportunity to have another hitter, but most DHs are 3-4 hitters in a lineup, not 7-8.
Mo, my final question to you. You can imagine on that road trip, so many ups and downs in a tight game too. Everything was a tight game with the exception of Sunday, it seemed like, and the first game in Milwaukee. Fans get excited. The broadcasters get excited. It seems like we're so invested in every game. How do you stay calm over the course of a long season, being the president of baseball operations and seeing the ups and downs of a long year?
Well, I will admit, I mean, it's one of those things where I imagine my heart rate goes up just like everybody else's now. As you know, I can stay relatively calm in the sense of my appearance, where I'm not throwing anything or I'm not overly frazzled. But look, I'm emotional too, and I get it. And losing games where you have a chance to win is frustrating. And, you know, I think the Cardinals and the Cardinals fan base, they want to see us win. And, you know, it's my responsibility to try to put that product out there. And so the good news is we're playing a little better, and hopefully we can, as you said earlier, build on it.
Mo, thank you so much for your time every Monday, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
All right, Dan, thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Many thanks to John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. If you're new to the website, scoopswithdannymac.com, Mo is every Monday. Tuesday and Friday, it's a review of the minor league system with Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com. There's podcasts that are updated weekly, as well as game previews before every game on Fox Sports Midwest. This has been brought to you by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Thanks for stopping by ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.